Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz on member-supported WBGO and all around the world at WBGO.org. Always honored when musicians come through and play for us in our performance studio, especially in the midst of their busy, busy schedule. Tonight and Wednesday at the Jazz Standard, Harold Lopez Nussa and his trio, you gotta go see him. I've said many times, just listening to his new CD, Un Día Cualquiera, Just Another Day, that it's like he's got fire in his hands. He plays with a great deal of passion. And in addition to loving baseball, we have something else in common. We will both be visiting Newport. He'll be there playing on Sunday. So lots to talk about, but great music to listen to. Harold Lopez Nussa on WBGO. Thank you. Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz, welcoming Harold Lopez Nusa, his trio here on 88.3 FM and all around the world at WBGO.org. Hal, welcome, first of all. Welcome to WBGO and welcome back to the United States. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, so thank you for having us here.
We have much in common, as we were discussing earlier before we started this segment. We both have this love for baseball and Cuban baseball players. And we're both going to Newport for the first time this year. Well, tonight and tomorrow night, you're at the Jazz Standard. Talk a little bit about what that date's going to be like. Then let's talk about Sunday and what you expect.
Oh, definitely. I remember that the first time that I came to the States to play, I was playing at the Jazz Standards. So this is a great opportunity to get back and play in this wonderful place tonight and tomorrow. This time with my trio. With our new album called Un Día Cualquiera, we're gonna be playing our new music from our new album, so trying to promote it. I'm really looking forward to play there again. It's a wonderful club, and I really enjoy playing in New York. So happy to be here.
Yeah. And Sunday we'll see you again. I'm learning Spanish, and I like to say hasta pronto. So we will see you soon. We will see you again on Sunday in Newport. Talk about what that will be like, playing at the Newport Jazz Festival for the first time.
Well, we are very excited, the three of us, to be playing over there. I have been hearing about Newport from a long time. So the opportunity to be there playing our music and sharing with the public who came every year to the Newport is great. So there are so many musicians in the world. There are so great Cuban musicians playing all around the world, and have the opportunity to be programming and to share our music, which is the most important for us, is wonderful. So we are very grateful for that.
Is the club scene, do you prefer the club scene or the festival scene more? Because you've got a couple other great festivals on your itinerary, going to Detroit, going to Monterey, you can do some getting around.
Well, it's different. It's different when you play in a club. It's different when you play open air. But everything has something special. In a club, you are more close to the people. You can feel they more hot, maybe. But then in a big festival, open air, is different. People can drink, I don't know, dance maybe. So it's different experience. It's always a gift to play our music. So it don't matter if you play for 3 or for 1,000 people. It's just a gift to us to come play our music and share with the audience.
Bill Daughtry with Harold Lopez Nusa on Afternoon Jazz. Harold has a new CD out, Un Día Cualquiera, Just Another Day. He has a trio. You mentioned your trio. Introduce the other members of your group.
Of course. I have those wonderful musicians, and they are my brother. Well, in drum, he's my little brother, Rui Adrian Lopez Nusa. On drum, he's from Havana, Cuba, too. And on bass, I always say he's my brother from a different mother and a different father, but he's still my brother. He's Gaston Joya from Havana, Cuba, too. And I'm very proud to be playing with those musicians who I met from my entire life. And I really enjoy playing with them. They know me so well that I can be wherever I want in my piano. They will follow me everywhere.
Familiarity. You guys have been together for over a decade. And what are we going to hear from you next? We already heard A La Negra Baleba. What do you have coming up next?
Well, yeah, we played La Negra Bailaba, who is a composition by one of the greatest Cuban and piano player composer of all time, Ernesto Lecuona. And now we're going to play a song by myself. The name is Elegua. And this is a kind of a canto. It's a religious canto, Elegua. I don't know, Yoruba religious in Cuba. So we take from there and we put in our trio idea. So Elegua.
Harold Lopez Nusa on WBGO. Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz on member-supported WBGO 88.3 FM and all around the world at WBGO.org. Harold Lopez Nusa and his trio joining us here today on Afternoon Jazz. Tonight, they're at the Jazz Standard, tonight and Wednesday. Then on Sunday, they go up north to Newport, Rhode Island. And for those of you who might be listening on our WBGO app, not only are they going to Newport this weekend, they've got a couple other stops planned along the way that will get them to that part of the United States. I'll let Harold talk about that. But I've got to backtrack a bit here. And Harold, if you would, talk about the honor of playing at the Kennedy Center back in May of this year, the Artes de Cuba Festival, where you played with your whole family.
Oh, yeah. We have a project which includes my brother on drums, my father, who is also a drummer, my uncle, who is a piano player. So we have this band, two piano, two drums, bass, and a trumpet. We were in Kennedy Center last May playing in the Cuban Festival, Cuban Arts. It was a very nice experience. This is something that we do eventually, because every one of us in the family have his own projects. But it's very special for me playing with my uncle, with my father, with my brother, all together. It's very unique.
And I imagine it's got to be a very special feeling when you've achieved what you have and you bring the rest of the family along with you, as they for so many years brought you with them.
Of course, definitely. The first time that I was trying to play jazz was with my father, just trying to teach me how to play with him, and then my uncle teach me my first chord in the left hand. Like, I think it was I Don't Live. So it's wonderful to get back to them with my ideas, my brother ideas, and put together with them is something very, very, very special.
And of course, your mother, she was a great piano teacher for many years.
Oh yeah, our mother. I think we are what we are today is thanks to our mother, who definitely make a lot for us, for my brother and I. She was not our teacher in the school, but every day at home he was like with us in the piano, sitting with us, trying to get us playing better. And unfortunately, she passed away a long time ago. But she's always with us, with my brother and I, definitely every day.
She lives on through your music. Harold Lopez Nusa, a couple of months ago, a good friend of yours sat at that very same piano, Alfredo Rodriguez. Talk a little about what he has done about his music. Do you two have similarities other than the fact you're both from Cuba?
Oh, definitely. I think all Cuban musicians have so many things in common. But what I more like is that even when we came from the same country, from the same schools, because we were in the school together, Alfredo Rodriguez and Gaston and Rui and myself, we all studied in the same school in Havana. We play in different ways. And this is something very special. And Alfredo is a great piano player that I admire, as well as many other Cuban piano players who are living here in New York. Even there is Axel Tosca, Manuel Valera, many all around the world. And what I more like is that we play all in different ways, even when we have a lot of things in common, of course.
And of course, the message of the music, at least the message you try to convey, is that the music is bigger than anything. It's bigger than politics. It's bigger than it's the thing that pulls us all together.
Definitely. It's like baseball. It's culture. It's passion. It's a language, a universal language. Don't matter where you live, don't matter what you think about politics, no matter the color of your skin, no matter anything. It's just, when I think in music, I think in something to put people together. So it's very, very important. I think that music have a strong voice, have the power to put people together. So this is very special, and I will try to be with this idea in my mind for my entire life.
The music is the thing, the reason that we are all here. The new CD Harold Lopez Nusa has is called Un Día Cualquiera, just another day, and it's just another day of playing music, I
guess. Yeah, of course. That was the idea. When I always think in recording an album, this is always this kind of very, how do you say, I don't know how to say in English. By the way, sorry for my Spanglish, but
I'm trying. Sounds good to me.
I'm trying here. So it's very cold because you're trying to play like perfect, and so sometimes you lost the spirit. So what we was trying over there was to play like we are doing today in the same room, the three of us, playing just what we do every day, playing what we do in a rehearsal, in a concert, share with me the music with us, talk about the songs, discuss, not agree, playing together. And I think that we got this in the city, the spirit of us playing like a live performance. That was our goal, yeah.
You still live in Havana. We'll talk about that a little later. Tell us about the next selection we're about to hear, Preludio.
Oh, Preludio is a song that I wrote for a very good friend of us that he passed away just a few days before we record the CD. So we decide to dedicate to him this short song that we call it Preludio.
Harold Lopez Nussa, you can see him tonight and Wednesday here in New York at the Jazz Standard. And then on Sunday, we'll all be up in Newport at the Newport Jazz Festival. This is Preludio. Thank you. Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz on member-supported WBGO in Newark. Tonight and Wednesday, you got to go to the Jazz Standard so you can see Harold Lopez Nusa, his trio. They've been playing for us all afternoon here on Afternoon Jazz, and we really appreciate them coming through. They're in Newport, Rhode Island at the Newport Jazz Festival on Monday. It'll be Harold's first, rather I should say on Sunday. Then, before that, they go to Rockport, Maine, Sunday at Newport, Monday in North Truro, Massachusetts, and Wednesday they're in Harbor, Maine. So it's kind of a tour of the East Coast of the United States. They go back, polish it up, and get ready to do some real some more jazz festivals, including Detroit and Monterey in September. So those of you listening on .org and at the WBGO app, you like what you hear this afternoon on Afternoon Jazz, you will have plenty of opportunities to get out and see Harold Lopez Nusa. Otherwise, buy the new CD, Un Dia Calquera, Just Another Day. And I'll tell you what, this day they filled it with music for me. One of the things that I was really curious about is you live in Havana, Cuba. Now, for most people who live in Havana, not that easy coming back this way every now and then, but you're doing it with a lot of ease. Also, a French citizenship, and I imagine that kind of makes things a little easier for you to move around.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have both citizens because my grandmother, she was French. He came to live in Cuba in the 60s. So, yeah, we have in my family, my father, he's also French, so I do. Yeah, I'm still living in Cuba. It's a place that I really like it. It's very different. But over there, I have a strong connection over there. I don't know. I have my family there, my two daughters. When I have one with me right now here. But my wife, my friends, the place where I first play bicycle, first play baseball with my friends in my neighborhood. So people are very friendly. I mean, people in Cuba are very special. So I don't know. Maybe in the future I will be around. But for the moment, I'm happy over there. I have this sensation every time then when I get back home that is my home. I feel comfortable even when there is a lot of problems and a lot of other things that are not so good. But still my base place right now. Come here to the States is something very special for every musician, I mean, who play jazz. And it's even hardest for the Cuban musician who play jazz. Yeah, because, you know, the relationship is not very good at this moment. So it's very hard to get a visa. After this tour in the States, we go to Canada to get our visa to getting back here in September. So because you can't do it in Cuba right now, so it's kind of crazy. But we are very, very happy to have the opportunity to play in the States. I mean, we feel here in the States very comfortable. People really like Cuban music, and I feel that both people from Cuba, from the States, have a lot of things in common. So we can see that when we play in our concerts, in the streets, even we can speak Spanish here in New York. So this is also special for us. So
say, as close as we are geographically together, there's got to be some similarities. Yeah. Do you feel like an ambassador, though? I mean, people say, well, you just play music, but you and your group seem to be so much more than just playing music.
Well, what we do is playing music, but yeah, why not? I don't know. Ambassador is a big word, but we just trying to put people together and cross borders. Don't matter if you live in Cuba, in the States, in China, or in Europe. We just bring our music, our personality, our ideas. We are ready to share with everybody. So, yeah.
Many influences in your life, but you talk about Herbie Hancock being one of those special influences, especially from his album The New Standard. Talk about that effect on you.
Yeah, well, that changed my life, in fact. Yeah, I, I'm I'm coming from the classical training school in Cuba, where we were in the school, we was learning just classical music. So you just learn how to play Chopin, Bach, Beethoven, Liszt, and so we even don't learn how to play Cuban music. So we learn this, and we call it in the street. So when I first listened to Herbie Hancock album, The New Standards, that will blow my mind, because he put together, at that time I was fan of rock and pop on this kind of music. So when I heard his version of Prince and Paul McCartney, and that was like, for me, Peter Gabriel, that was crazy. I was really falling in love with this album until today. And this really changed my mind. That was the beginning of me trying to play jazz, to really go to the piano and try to play the chords that he was playing over there. So definitely he was key, and this album was a huge thing in my life.
Well, I'll tell you, Harold, you're creating a new standard with Un Día Cualquiera, Just Another Day. We're going to hear one more selection. It's one of those I gravitated to immediately, as you can tell. I don't speak Spanish, but when I saw Hialeah, I said, I know that.
Yeah, you know, Hialeah is a neighborhood in Miami where there is a lot of Cuban living there. When I first go to Miami, I was very surprised how many Cuban people are living there. And you can just feel like in Cuba, and how many friends I have over there. So it's a special place for me. And we did this song to this neighborhood, Hialeah. Yeah.
Harold Lopez Nussa, Hialeah on WBGO.
Thank you.
go to the Jazz Standard tonight. If you can't go tonight, go tomorrow night. If you can't go tonight or tomorrow, go out and buy the new CD. Un Día, Calquera, Harold Lopez Nusa, Rui Lopez Nusa, Gaston Hoya. Gentlemen, thank you one and all for providing us with some wonderful music and some wonderful moments here on Afternoon Jazz.
Thanks to you. It's a great pleasure for us. So thank you so much. Muchas gracias.
Gracias. And hasta pronto. I'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah. See you soon.